Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Pei Vav, the mitzvah of being makriv a animal that is tam, says the Torah in Parachav Beis, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. As we continue in the section of Baalei Mumin, yesterday we had the Isser of being makdish a Baal Mum, and now we have the mitzvah of the mitzvahs asay of Timimim. The ishki yakriv zavach shlamim l'Hashem l'fali neder u nedava l'ndava babakor vatzon. Somebody's makriv a karpet shlamim as a neder u nedava. Tamim yihye l'ratzon kol mum lo yebo. He has to be tamim and no mum shall be in it. And then it lists off a number of them. Overes, oshavur, ocharutz, oyabeles, kol eila. You're not allowed to be makriv. Lo sinu mehem al mizbeach l'Hashem. You're not allowed to put on the mizbeach. And that's a haktara. And we'll get to all the details of more of these surim in the coming days. But that's today's mitzvah, the mitzvah saseh that goes along with all of these los saseh relating to tamimus. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Sheyia kol karban shenakriveu shalem b'mino min amumin. Every carbon that we give has to be perfect in its type from mumin. Kamo shebauak bakatuv from mumin, that is said explicitly in the pasuk, or umiosen shebaha kabbalah aleim she mumin, or those that we have a mesorah on that they're mumin. Humashenamar alzeh tamim yiel ratzon. Right, so this is mumin al gavi amizbeach. V'yomer b'sefra tamim yiya mitzvahs asay. This is not just a preventative, but it's counted as a separate mitzvahs asay. V'viu raya alios hanisachim v'slas saltam b'shmanam b'taklas ashlemus me'ahefsid. Same thing applies not only to animals, but also, as we discussed yesterday, nesachim and flour and oil, all of those cannot be rotted through. There can't be anything wrong with them. Mitav Siv, as the Pasuk says in Pinchas, tamimi yiyu lachem v'niskehem. So the mitzvah applies to animals, it applies to the other items as well that are given on the Mizbeach. Some of the Achronim are bothered why the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah, even though this Medr says it is a mitzvah zaseh. Shouldn't this be more of a lav haba michlal, an asay that is related to a lav? The mitzvah HaMelech discusses this and asks, l'chore ein ze rak lav haba michlal asay? Shlo lahakr ba'ali mumin. The ikar here is not to be makar ba'al mum. This is an asay that's just a reflection of that. So should you really count it as a separate mitzvah asay? B'ki agav nitika mitzvah asosa avtavi lava ba mechal asay. Should you count it? So he suggests maybe it's related to the following idea. We had earlier in the mitzvah count, in mitzvah kuf nun gimel, kuf nun hey, kuf nun ches, the Rambam has a shita that there's a mitzvah asay, to do bedika for kashrus. Bedikas ha'up, bedikas ha'basar, bedikas dagim, bedikas chagavim, all separate mitzvahs of checking simone behema v'chaya. Checking to make sure that they are kosher. The Rambam does not have a separate mitzvah sasei of checking to make sure that carbon is kosher. He doesn't count it as a separate one, even though he counts them separately, four different mitzvahs relating to checking items to make sure they're kosher for me. Behema kufnun gimel is behema v'chaya, kufnun hay is dogim, and kufnun ches is chagavim. So you have all of these. So where's the mitzvah here? Shouldn't there be a parallel mitzvah? A mitzvah that say above and beyond just making sure, but there's something positive to about it. So suggest the mitzvah HaMelech, maybe that's what the Rambam counts it here. Really, he shouldn't count it as a mitzvah asay, because it's just a lav haba michlal asay. But he does count it because, just like he counts the earlier bedika ones, so too he counts these as well. That's the suggestion of the mitzvah samal. And this would give a much importance to the bedika. As we know, carbon has to be checked for 4 days before it is used. The Gemara in Sukkah, Rashi there and other places also seems to say, there is one line where he says that if you don't check it, then you're mevatel the mitzvah of bikur, even if it turns out to be kosher. Still, there's a bittul mitzvah. Rashi there says, I'm Sukkah membeis man alef, karov lemezid. It's karov lemezid if you check it without if you're makriv it without checking it. So it's similar to the ideas that we discussed also then in the chinuch, that if bedikas simanim, if one doesn't check, you might be mevatel mitzvah even if it ends up all being kosher. But that's just related to the fact that the Rambam and the chinuch count this as a mitzvah. But either way, this is a mitzvah resh pei vav. One has to give a karbon that is tamim. Shorash mitzvah nigla. The shorash of this mitzvah is obvious in mashik damu lamala. As we've said, binyan karbonos al zarapshat. Karbonos in general is supposed to inspire us. Shem la orer ulechavein machsheves bnei ish el Hashem barachu. All karbonos are supposed to focus and help me channel my thoughts to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ha'adam is pa'al b'koch ma'isav. This goes on the list. We are influenced by our actions. Al kain. Therefore, if I am involved in a perfect animal, if I give a perfect animal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving something special, something beloved to me, and that's going to make an impression. Al kain royal kol panim lios hakarbon b'li mum. Therefore, the carbon has to be without a mum. Ki mezimot b'nei adam lo yanuchu v'lo yitpashtu b'min ha-pachos kamo b'chashuv. If it's something less, I'm not going to be inspired by it. Has to be something special. That's what we're going to talk about the show later. Towards the end of the Torah, Mechir Kelev, for example, can't be given as a carbon. I switch a dog for an animal. I trade you. I give you my dog, you give me an animal. I'll always have in the back of my mind that this was traded for a dog. So that's why it's possible Agabi Am is back. Because also it's not in the most uplifted status in my head. And this is known to all, so it has to be perfect. Good. Midini ha-mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? So as we know, mumin. Ha-mumin shamanu chachamim zechronim levracha, shaposlim bekarbam, shem shivim v'shlosha. All the mumin that pasal karmen are 73 altogether. 50 of them they share with a person, bein ba'adam ube behema, vesem v'shlosha, and 23 that are unique to animals. So altogether you have 73 when it comes to animals. And he notes, a kamochein, yishmu shehim yuchadim ba'adam, shehim riyim lias behema. There are some mumin that are only by people, hein tishim. There are 90. And that's what we said a couple of days ago from Laznayim LaTorah, that makriv has to even be more careful than the hukrav, than the nikrav. And he related that to tefillah. But we see these are all the mumin that are related, that are part of animals, that's for sure. Mumin, if somebody brings an animal that it has a balmum, so then they violate, not only get a malchus for the isser of bringing a balmum, but they also are mevatel this mitzvahs asay. The Minchas Chinuch adds in Oz Gimel, Vahara Mechamber Lo Hevi, he didn't add that there is a fascinating category related to this mitzvah. There are some animals that are not balmum, but they're still not allowed to be brought, and it would be a violation of tamim. There are some animals that it's not a balmum, they're not a balmum, but they're not perfect. Right? That comes from a Gemara in, he quotes the Gemara, and he quotes, I'll read it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam has it in Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, the nishchata v'nimsa is treifa. Harizu teitz la beis ha-treifa. V'chedem nimsa eivar me'eivar reha ha-pnimim chaser. If one of the internal organs is lacking, afa pi she'ena treifa. Even though it's not a treifa. Kigon she'nimsa is bakul ya'acha. So she'nita al-tchol, its spleen was removed. That does not make it a treifa, but harizu asura l'mezbeach v'tisarif. You're still not allowed to bring it. Why? Lo mibreshi balas mum. It's not a balmum. She'ein chisaron she'bifnim mum. Because something lacking inside is not a balmum. It's not visible. Ela mipnei she'ein makrivin chaser klal. She'nemar tmimim yulachem. Because it says, that's the tamim. So there are some things that are not a balmum, but it's also not a tamim. And then he adds the kala yeser k'chaser. If you have double the mumin, or double the ivarim, that also is a problem. Right? This is based on Gemara in Bechoros. On daf lametes, lefichach im nimsa lashalosh klayos or shnei tchulim psula. No spleen or two spleens is possible. So says the Minchas Chinuch, says the Rambam right here. It's quoted in the Minchas Chinuch over there in Oz Gimel. There's a category that is within the asay, but under the los asay, these items of pnim chaser. That's what is included. Interesting. Right before, what's the message? Let's talk about it this way. What's the message of this? Could we say? Even if something's not a problem per se, it might not be exactly perfect what God wants. Maybe this is an illusion. This mitzvah could be an illusion. This inclusion in the aseh, more than the los aseh, could be an inclusion in the idea that we've mentioned many times, and that is ratzon Hashem. There are some things that it might not be nitty-gritty, a mum, problematic, wrong, but it's still not tamim. It's still not what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. Right, and that's, we know, Ratzon Hashem, the Minchas Asher has a couple of articles about this where he talks about, for example, Tzar Balechayim. What's the source for Tzar Balechayim? What's the source of Tzar Balechayim? It's Pashat in the Gemara. The Gemara never quotes a source. He quotes, in his Kedarko Bakodesh, 11 sources in the Rishonim. What is the source for Tzar Balechayim? Is it Racham Alakol Masav? Is it the Balei Tosfos that say that that's why a kosher and a non-kosher animal are not allowed to be chained up to the same wagon because the non-kosher animal will see the kosher animal chewing its cud and it'll be in pain? That's the Isser of cross working animals. There are many other sources. Maybe it's based on the pasuk by Bilam and his donkey, Lama Hakisa, Hakisa Nizesh Alash Regalam, why do you hit me three times? All different sources.
Ask the something Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Ask Rav Asher Weiss. What's the message? Maybe there is no source because the real source is Ratzon Hashem. Even if you don't know it specifically, it's what God wants. Another right place where you have this idea, we haven't read this in a while, and that is the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach in Yonat Yoma Hilchos Kriyashma. The Ar Sameach asks, why isn't there a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim counted in the Rambam's 6:13? There's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which Beit Hashem will all do next week. Right, one night of the year to this Tzipor. But Zechira, which Pashtus is a mitzvah every day and night of our life, and there's a big discussion what the relationship between Zechira and Tzipor is, that's not counted in the Rambam. Nowhere do we find the mitzvah of Zechira. Why not? So, Reb Chaim has a beautiful idea where he says it's included in the mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's why Lishitaso, the Rambam says the mitzvah of Kriyashma is all three parshas against the Ramban, who says it's the first line, against the Rashi on that Beis and Brachas, which says it's only the first paragraph, against Tosfos, that's the first two paragraphs. The Rambam says it's all three paragraphs. Why? Because part of Kabbalah Samachos Shamayim is remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's all one big mitzvah, says Reb Chaim. But the Ar Sameach says, no, another pshat. He says the Torah did not obligated because the Torah wanted to leave over room for the Chachamim to figure out what do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want you to do. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes me out of Mitzrayim, don't you think that He would want us to remember that every single day and night of our life? And that's what he says. There are different, and he says, it's a mitzvah Drabanan. Drabanan? Yeah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to come up with this yourself. He says there are different types of Drabanans. Some Drabanans is to remember Dinim Daraisa. Some are Siyagim. Some are occurrences that happened after Matan Torah. And some, the Yeshin Yanim, Shehem Lahafakas Ritzon HaBore, Af Kilo Hitil Velo Hichbid B'Torah Schova. Even if the Torah doesn't tell us to do it as an obligation, because Zeh Kasher Ro Rashiach Knesia, Ki Zeh Hafakas Ritzon HaBore, Lo'ofan HaYoser, Nirtze Hischaivu Bazeh. That's what they were machai of this, because they realize this is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu would want. Vizeh Hashlamas Ritzon HaBore Yisparach, and he continues, but that's another idea. You know this is what God wants. So in the world of Isurim, maybe this is what is being said here as well. In the Minchas Chinuch, quoting this Rambam, this idea, that even if something's not a Baal Mum, but still, it's not appropriate to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is a chaser, pnimi. That's what would apply here too. Just interesting that just two halachas earlier in the Rambam, maybe this is a connection. Two halachas earlier, the Rambam in Izrei Mizbeach, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago in Daf Yomi. Behema shenola la echas min atreifas ha'usr nosa ba'achila. A behema that is gets a treifa that makes it asr ba'achila. Asr l'gabi ha'mizbeach. It's asr l'gabi ha'mizbeach. Anything that you can't eat, you can't bring on the mizbeach. Why? Harehu omer hakriveyu nola fechasecha hayirtzcha o'yisa panecha. You think God would want this? That's the pasuk that the Rambam quotes. If you look in the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, Yesh lo tamua, Shai betoas kohanim, and in Tzmura Daf Chavtes, that's what we mentioned this, Do reish kshu omer lamatam and abachar lohozi as a treifa, Mashmash ben atorahu, Da darish lamikra, Treifa is excluded Dar Isa. The Efsha shesover rabbeinu, Dismach ba'almahu, Dismach, Luhu akrov akzira shava, Da kaimalan lo mifsa al mumsha begalui. Inami, here's the key line for us. Tahachi ka'amar. Afilu lo haya ba iser min haTorah. Why is the Rambam quoting another pasuk from Navi, from Malachi, when he can quote a pasuk in the Torah? The Chetzer Mishnah says, because even if there was no pasuk in the Torah, it would be inappropriate. Havel l'apostle mishum hakriveno fechasecha. We would have posseled it anyway. Same idea. We know. It's like the fifth Shulchan Aruch. The previous halacha. Halacha Yud. The Kesef Mishnah's pshat in halacha Yud is the pshat that we're giving in the Rambam halacha Yud Aleph. Perek Beis halacha Yud and Yud Aleph in Hilchas Yisroel Mizbeach. But that's an important ha'arah that the Menchas Chinuch makes in Os Gimel relating to that the Aseh can be more inclusive than the Los Aseh. Okay, let's continue. V'chein, ma shechilku zechadam lavracha bein mum kavu ala mum over. There are many halachas differences between a permanent mum and a temporary mum. Comes up with chilukim in various areas of halacha. obviously Bechor, Umasha Amru Shein Amumin Poslim Bekar Ben Ha'Of, and also related to this mitzvah is the fact that there's no Balmum in a carbon oaf, in a bird. Balimumin are only for Kfasim, Izim, Behemoth, V'chayis. Well, Chayis can't be Hukrav, but Behemoth. Shel Nomar Behem Tamim Zachar. It doesn't say Tamim Zachar by oaf. That's why Ofos do not have the halacha of Tamim. Even Balimumin Ofos are kosher. L'gabi Emizbeach. Ba'medvar Mamurim Be'mumin Ketanin. This is only by small mumin. Aval oaf, She'yavash Gapo. But a bird that's missing a wing, O Nismis Eno, or an eye, or it's blinded, so it's as if it's missing the eye. O Nikta Raglo, Us L'gabi Emizbeach. But that's Usr. That's what in the Gemara it's called Chaser Eiver. Balmum is not included. That's not a problem by Ophos, but Chas Mechusar Eiver is. There's a question in Lumdis whether Mechusar Eiver is in the larger category of Balmum or not. And that's a big, that would be a nafkamina here. Do you violate, if I bring a Mechusar Eiver, Al Gabi HaMizbeach, of a bird, do I violate this mitzvah asay of Hakravas Tamimim? Is it included in the world of Balmum, or is it a separate problem of Mechusar Eiver? So it sounds like from this Lashon of the Chinuch that it's included in the larger category. Because what does he say? There's no problem by birds, except by big Mumin. It's missing an Eiver, but he calls that Mumin. So it sounds like, in the answer to the Lundis question, that he would say it's all included in the category of Balmum. Continuing the chinuch, for no heges mitzvah zu bizman abayis, this mitzvah does not apply today. Only bizman abayis. The over 11 shachado zarka damo hikdir. And if somebody violates and does any of these avodos, shchita zrika haktara with a balmum, not only does he get those isur, but bitel aseze milvad sha'aver alav. He's mavadal his mitzvah asay. Besides violating the isurim, as we're going to talk about kumash shechlem es Hashem. Fine. The kasa. So if you look in the minchas chinuch here again, an important diuk. The Chinuch says, therefore, if you shecht or zorek or maktir, you violate this isser. What happens yesterday's mitzvah? Yesterday's isser was, there's an isser to be makdish a balmum. If somebody's makdish a balmum, do they also, are they also mevatel this mitzvah's asay to be mitzvah hakarbon lios tamim? So if you medayik in the language of the Chinuch and in the Rambam, they don't say haktara. They say, if you violate and you shecht, he starts from shechting, shecht, or sprinkling the blood, or burn the emurim, then you violate this mitzvah too. So the Minchas Chinuch is medayik that earlier it wouldn't apply. Hakdashas balmum would be a separate issur of hakdashas balmum, but it would not be a bitul asay of tamimus. And he says, he's bothered, maybe even shchita you should say that for. As we know, as we discussed at length, in Maseches Zvachim, in the Daf Yomi, and various places in the mitzvahs relating to Karbanis, Shchita Lav Avodahi. Shchita is not an Avoda, whatever that means, all the different pshatim that we've had in terms of Shchita Lav Avoda. So therefore, maybe even Shchita, you should say, is not included. The Chinuch says it is included. But it says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe I wouldn't include Shchita as well. He says, Aval Shchita Lav Avodahi, V'halav Marbinan, Milo sakrivu dechsev l'rabos avo b'mitzvahs asay minalan du'al ha'shchita shchita lav avodahi v'tzarech iyun ksas. So that's an important discussion that we have had in the past. Oh, so you have shchita lav avodahi. Remember the thought of Rav Shechter in the Ginas Egos, his sefer the Ginas Egos Simin Nun Beis, where he discusses beautifully what does shchita lav avodahi mean. Tosfos in Zvachim tells us, what does it mean? It means that the person is allowed to stand outside the makom that the shechita has to take place and stick his hands in. Right? By a zorek or by the other haktara, they have to be in the place where that avodah has to be done. But by shechita, it can stand outside. What does that mean? So Rav Shechter explains with five or six other nafkaminas, there's issues out of avodah related to the gavra and related to the karban itself. So maybe shechita lav avodahi means regarding the gavra, it's not an avoda. Because after all, it's dalan avodah of a behema. We know it's one of the avodas. It's listed. It's in many gemaras, shechita, kabbalah, halach, zrika. So maybe lagabi the person, it's not an avoda, that's why you can stand outside. But lagabi the avoda, lagabi the carbon, of course it's an avoda. And therefore, you have to treat it as such as well. And he relates this to many issues in Kachim that have two elements, the Gavra, the Chepsa. He quotes the Beis HaLevi, where the Beis HaLevi says in terms of Achilas Kachim, there's a din of eating Kachim, and there's a din of the Karbanos need to be eaten. And that's why the Chassam Sofer, the Beis HaLevi as well, says, by all Karbanos, it could be that even if you get less than a shear, Tosfos Yishanim says this in Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamites, even less than a Kezayis, you can fulfill the mitzvah, because the mitzvah isn't really to eat it. It's to make sure it is eaten. and that's why, even if they don't eat a kezias, it's fine. Only exception to the rule is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, everybody has to eat a kezias, and therefore, obviously, it's the gavra that has to eat it, and not just, it has to be eaten. But either way, that's an important discussion of Shechit Lav Avodahi that the Menachas Chinuch has in Os Yud Gimel. Finishing up the Chinuch, because of Aram, Zechron Levracha, he quotes the Rambam, Nimsei Slamed, Shem Hiktish Balmum, Vishchato, Vizarakdamo, Vihiktere Murva Aram is Bayak. If somebody is Maktish Balmum, here he says Maktish, Shrita Zrika Hakdasha, Loka Abba Malkius. You get all the Malkius. That's not an issue. The question is about the assay. That was the diak. V'yamasha amar shemikdash lo ketzarach talmud. But that which he said, if you was makdash, you get malchus, that I'm not so sure about. That's what the Chinuch discussed already yesterday. Discussed whether you should get malchus or not. He discussed that Rambam, and he gave the suggestion that maybe it's compared to Temura. Just to end off, remember, this issue of Hakravas Balmum was made very famous in the days of Bias Sheni. Remember the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, Gittin, Daphne, and Vavav, and Aleph, where Bar Kamsa was not invited to the party, and he was very upset because all the rabbis stayed quiet, even though he was thrown out after having offered to pay for the whole party. So he says, I'm going to get the Jews back, and he goes, and he gets a carpet from the emperor, from the Caesar, and he brings it, and he makes a little mum in it. Little mum, which is a mum for the Jews, but not a mum for the non-Jews. And therefore they say, the rabbis say, what should we do? Should we bring it anyway? Prashas, that's a good idea. Sakaras the fashas. So Rav Zachariah ben Avkula says, no, you can't bring it. People might say that, you know, you could bring Yomru, Bali, Mum, and Craven, Lagabe, and Mizbeach. So they said, okay, let's kill Bar Kamsa. So they said, no. Rav Zachariah said, no, Yomru, people will think, Matul, Bubba, Kachim, Yeharig. If you put a Mum in the Kachim, you're going to get Misa. That's the Isser coming up of being Matul, Mum, Bekachim. That's the next mitzvah. This is a lead into that. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you know, his Anava, Rav Zachariah ben Avkula, caused the Chorban HaBayis. And it's very interesting. The Gemara is not clear where Zechariah ben Avkula, what he did was appropriate or not. The Mesulas Yesharim in Parachav is very upset. He says, no, what he did was wrong. He thought he was doing a mitzvah, but he wasn't. He was doing an Avera. Mashiach and others say no. He was called Rebbe. Rebbe Zechariah ben Avkulis. He was protecting. There's a lot more to say about that story. Maybe in the coming next mitzvah, we'll try to get back to it, because the next mitzvah is the Isra being Matil Mum B'Kachim. We'll talk about Isurim Ayide Grama, the Chulu. But either way, that takes us through today's mitzvah of Tam Lagabe HaMizbeach. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the next couple of days, next week and a half or so, we'll try to fit in the mitzvah shiur as much as we can. It's Bein Hazmanim, and we'll see what the schedule is.